Saba of Antioch. This day I heard Saul of Tarsus preaching the Christ unto the Jews of this city. He calls himself Paul now, the apostle to the Gentiles. I knew him in my youth, and in those days he persecuted the friends of the Nazarene. Well do I remember his satisfaction when his fellows stoned the radiant youth called Stephen. This Paul is indeed a strange man. His soul is not the soul of a free man. At times he seems like an animal in the forest, hunted and wounded, seeking a cave wherein he would hide his pain from the world. He speaks not of Jesus, nor does he repeat his words. He preaches the Messiah, whom the prophets of old had foretold. And though he himself is a learned Jew, he addresses his fellows in Greek, and his Greek halting, and he ill chooses his words. But he is a man of hidden powers, and his presence is affirmed by those who gather round him. And at times he assures them of what he himself is not assured. We who knew Jesus and heard his discourses say that he taught man how to break the chains of his bondage, that he might be free from his yesterdays. But Paul is forging chains for the man of tomorrow. He would strike with his own hammer upon the anvil in the name of one whom he does not know. The Nazarene would have us live the hour in passion and ecstasy. The man of Tarsus would have us be mindful of laws recorded in the ancient books. Jesus gave his breath to the breathless dead, and in my lone nights I believe and I understand. When he sat at the board, he told stories that gave happiness to the feasters and spiced with his joy the meat and the wine. But Paul would prescribe our loaf and our cup. Suffer me now to turn my eyes the other way.